Good evening. The Town of Alberton Council meeting for May 19th is called to order. Do we do a roll call, please?
Timothy Fox.
Present.
Sharon Briggs.
Here.
Kyle, please pronounce your last name for me.
Serencioni.
Kyle Serencioni.
Present.
Lorraine Felsted.
Present.
Jaylen Rowley, present. Shannon Cuneo.
Present.
Charlie Jenkins.
Present.
Thank you.
Thank you. And while standing now, we're ready for the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All for here. We'll move on to the review of the minutes. Amen.
You want me to read the minutes?
Please.
Okay. The first set of minutes under review for approval are from the Town Council meeting dated April 7th, 2026, at 6 o'clock p.m. Council present: Mayor Lorraine M. Felsted, Council Tim Fox, Sharon Briggs, Kyle Serencioni, and Marvin Garding. Minutes read by the interim clerk, Shannon Cuneo. Marvin, approved minutes. Kyle, second. All approved. Special meeting minutes read by the interim clerk, Shannon Cuneo. Marvin, approved minutes. Sharon, second. All approved. Claims: change in approval, method implemented on recommendation of the League of Cities and Towns. Current claims approved by Kyle, second by Tim, all approved. Maintenance: flag will need a crane to get to the top. Story walk boards, the hardware is in and will start placing posts. Working on community center deck demo, Marvin will reopen the bathrooms early. Water sewer: Charlie Jenkins gave report, more leaks fixed as well as a few more popping up, approximately 10. Springs are slowing down, water tanks are in Paul Montgomery. Alberton cannot purchase the tank outright and must go through the bid process. Montana limits it at $80,000, where the federal limit is $350,000. Cost share waiver has been submitted. Quarterly reports: fire department not in attendance, county attorney not in attendance, sheriff's office, Deputy Eric Lindauer gave the report. 97 patrol hours for the month, mainly traffic with some disturbances. Deputies pop into the bars now to remind people they are around. County planner Andy Short gave report. Subdivision regulations: planning board will start reviewing a new draft. Lorraine would like to be included. Andy will get bylaws. Old business: Les Rhodes building and right of way. He is working on removing the building. County attorney is working on well protection. Tim Fox asked if there is any way to enforce the agreement and what if it goes past the 60-day agreement. No public comment. New business: Dwayne Simmons presented a $1 million grant check to the council for the water tower project. Monty Turner with the Mineral Independent took a picture for the front page of the paper. First reading of the proposed garbage ordinance. Changes were made to the Bear Smart draft to bring it into line with our current ordinance. No council comments. Public comment: Bob Summerfield is disappointed with the changes and says it follows too closely the current ordinance. They used 15 other town ordinances put together to draft it. He thinks the proposal is too vague. Who determines what is an approved container and it's not the route to being a Bear Smart community? Lorraine suggested tabling it and doing first reading at the next meeting. Monty asked how it's enforced. Sheriff or county attorney: format of ordinances are not set in stone. Lorraine will check that for sure. Bob suggested asking the county attorney. Tim Fox added that the Bear Smart proposed ordinance was very descriptive on what, not why. Adopted practices include Bear Smart plan as reference. The original defined the containers, and the language should be in the ordinance. Kyle commented that we appreciate what Bear Smart has done, but everyone has the right to their way. Bob commented that the town said they want to be Bear Smart, so be Bear Smart. Garbage is the number one attractant. Education is vital, and yes, some will resist. Kyle said we are in bear country. They will always be here. To which Bob replied, if we don't have attractants, the likelihood will be reduced that bears come around. Garth commented that the grizzlies are a bigger issue than the black bears, and there are two in this area. Charlie Jenkins asked for approval to purchase a 12-foot dump trailer, 10,000-pound rate tandem axle for $3,000. It will need new tires. Marvin approved motion, Kyle second, and all approved. Charlie Jenkins, dust abatement slash control, is under consideration again, and he will get us a price. The town skid steer has a street sweep on it. STIP referendum was read. Tim approved it. Marvin second, and all approved. Community Center vote on pavers instead of a deck. Kyle approved it, Marvin second, and all approved. Town cleanup, April 22nd to 25th, third annual. Dumpsters are first come, first served. Utility billing enforcement needs to start. Look for resolution at next meeting. Lorraine will meet with past due people and let them know there is help for those that need it. Town clerk, 9 applications total. Mayor read the highlights on the recommended clerk. Andy offered to give zoning training. The League of Cities and Towns will take over accounting and payroll. Deputy town clerk, continue retaining the interim town clerk for vacation/sick/training days. Shannon was a seamless walk-in. Council approved. Temporary position with the town. We want to re-up and keep the position available if it's Shay or someone else. May staff training for board members. Tim equals no. Kyle equals no. Marvin equals no. Sharon equals yes. Clerk notes, none. Mayor notes, February 24th to December 24th was the government review. Next local government's review is 2033. The mayor is the executive branch and the legislator is the council. Ordinances are in rough shape and apologized regarding the garbage ordinance tonight. Public comment. Chris Cuneo commented that to get a clerk with the full experience of what is needed, they would require much higher pay. We are lucky to get the quality of clerks we currently have. Kim Garding wants to put up a 2-foot by 3-foot sign up with the council/lunch/the market notices. Garth Reeb put in the propane tanks and heaters in 2018, and 406 propane was sold and is now with John's Fuel Farm with lower prices and overhead. Marvin reminded the town the need to get 3 quotes to make a change. Kyle decided there was too much on thought agenda that doesn't need votes and wants to reduce the number of items on the agenda. Motion to adjourn was made by Kyle, Tim second, and all approved. Meeting ended at 8:42 p.m.
Thank you. Are there any comments from the council on the minutes?
I'll move to approve the minutes.
One second.
Motion and second. Roll call. Sharon?
I say yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Kyle?
Yep.
Motion passes. April 7th, council minutes are approved.
The next set of minutes is from the town council meeting on May 12th, 2026, held at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Location, Alberton Community Center, 701 Railroad Avenue, Alberton, Montana. Meeting type, regular meeting. Meeting called to order, 6:02 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Presiding Officer, Mayor Lorraine M. Felstead. Call to order. Mayor Lorraine M. Felstead called the regular meeting of the Town Council to order at 6:02 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on May 12th, 2026 at the Alberton Community Center. Prior to this meeting, Councilmember Marvin Garding submitted a resignation from the Town Council effective April 14th, 2026. Said resignation was acknowledged by the mayor. As a result, the council currently consists of 3 members, requiring 3 members for a quorum. Roll call. The mayor called the roll. The following council members were recorded. Members present, Timothy Fox, president, Sharon Briggs, vice president. Members absent, Kyle Cerencioni, council member. Upon completion of the roll call, it was determined that 2 members were present and 1 member was absent. A quorum requires 3 members. Accordingly, a quorum was not present. Adjournment, lack of quorum. As a quorum of the town council was not present, no official business could be conducted. Mayor Lorraine M. Felstead declared the meeting adjourned at 6:04 p.m. Mountain Standard Time due to a lack of quorum. These minutes are a summary record of the proceedings of the town council. They become official upon approval and at a future meeting at which a quorum is present. Respectfully submitted by Jalen Rowley, town clerk treasurer.
Council, do you have any comments or corrections?
I would like to comment. I would like to apologize to all of you for not being here at the last meeting. I was tied up with work as I'm really short-handed right now. And I did have my dates confused. I was on par for the typical first Tuesday of the month, and it has been rescheduled due to the out-of-town students and training stuff, and that got me. I work a position where at times, I cannot just leave my job site because I have materials that are wet, setting, and can't be left undone. So that is why. And I apologize for wasting everyone's time. Thank you.
Can I make a comment?
Thank you for that apology. Sharon, you have a comment?
Kyle did call us in Billings and say that he was here. And it was the right time and everything, but he misunderstood the date. Had been changed, I guess he didn't remember. And it was written at the end of the agenda and everything, so He just, but he was here for that. And we were in Billings. He called. That's all I want to say.
Thank you. Does anyone in the public have a comment or a correction to be made to the minutes after two? I would entertain a motion then.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as read.
As a motion, do we have?
I'll second that motion.
Second by Tim. Roll call.
I'd say yes.
Yep.
Tim?
Yep.
Aye. Minutes are approved for the May 12th meeting. That was a rather very short meeting. And for those who were here that night, we continued the meeting as a public forum and had public open public comment so that we took advantage of the time to get together and have a little town hall. Do we have the claims in parallel?
We have two.
We
have two. So look at the little sign tabs because I had to add a few things.
Okay.
Wonderful. There's the second one.
Sorry, Sharon.
That's the same one.
Thank you.
So because Kyle was not here last week and we were at a training the first Tuesday of the month, it means that all of our bills have not been paid. And so tonight they will get approved and hopefully we won't have late charges, but that was part of why I was rather upset that we missed having a meeting in a timely manner. So I appreciate your apology, Kyle. And that was my main concern. Payroll, on the other hand, is handled completely different. There's an automatic deposit that occurs into the employee's account, and so nobody is left without their paycheck, but those will be approved this evening as well. So council takes a look and make sure that everything is in order to be approved. As a result of, I had reported prior that when Shannon came on as the interim clerk and now as the deputy clerk, that we discovered in the bank account and in the accounting system, we removed past five clerks from both of those areas. And so as a result, then when we had our election for president of the council, which happens to be Tim, we ended up with then a vice president of the council, and that's who is the signers on checks besides myself, as opposed to having the clerk be a signer. And then that way we have a little bit greater of a balance there. We've also added a signatory page for the council members to sign that they looked at and approve of the claim. We still go through the motion and so forth for approving claims and payroll. Don't want to just run through this. It would be good if they have that.
We're going to work on making the packets more and more complete as we go.
And that these are,
Mm-hmm.
Yes, which is very good. So we have a new clerk, we have a new mayor. So, if processes. We have to get things figured out here.
Make sure the units get the totals.
So that they're supposed to sign these.
Yeah,
they're going to be back.
Not all the way back, but actually, we have first pages. And it's not something that I approve, but the council approves. That's their responsibility. the approval. Is everybody signed on that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So as the payroll has been turned in, do you want to make a separate motion or are we going to wait for the claim?
I'll make a motion to approve this payroll.
The payroll? So there's a motion on the floor to approve payroll?
I'll second that motion.
And a second. Roll call, Sharon?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Kyle?
Yes.
So payroll has been approved for April. Momentarily claim fully approved.
All right, well, since then there's a few signatures on here, I'll move to approve the claim as well.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve claims and a second?
I'll second.
That'll be Sharon. And then roll call, Sharon?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
And Kyle?
Yes.
Thank you. So payroll and claims have all been approved. And now we will move on to the quarterly reports. I see that our fire chief was not able to come this evening, but we have Landau, Deputy Landau is here. Thank you so much. We have a report from the sheriff's office.
Total of 76 calls for service from Alberton last month. We did 80.75 hours of the, I believe it's 80 that we do now, right? Did we ever up that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of traffic again as it warms up. You guys know Alberton. I grew up here. People don't pay attention to what they're doing. I'm sure you see me out there. I pulled the four over right before I came over here.
Were they headed to the meetings?
No. No. Even had a big argument with one guy, friendly, that he didn't believe me that there's a 25 mile an hour speed sign at the bottom of the hill next to Parkway, and I made him drive back down there and look, and he came up and apologized. So he's lived here 15 years. I said that sign's been here since I graduated in class. So I myself did 16.5 hours. There's a couple welfare checks. We did some CPS stuff down here. Lots of officer advice calls lately for the town of Alberton, ranging in various different things. Deputy Hughes is still out on medical leave. I don't know if you guys knew, he blew his knee out. So and then he decided he was a tough guy and was working on his excavator last week and re-injured it. So. Deputy Atkin did 15 hours. Augustine, 16. Sergeant Allard, 15. Sutton, 16.25. And Sheriff Funk, 2 hours. Other than that, things have been going pretty good. Nothing major to write home about in Alberton. But again, as it's warming up in tourist season, don't hesitate to call in crazy drivers to us. Okay.
But you're down 2 deputies, not just Hughes.
Yeah. Okay. Augustine's back now. He was gone for the equivalency course, and then he had leave to go to North Carolina. But he's back now, so this month we'll have 5 of the 6. But
very
yeah.
Good.
Very
good.
Okay.
We're glad you're here for summer.
Yeah.
Thank you for everything.
You're welcome.
Definitely appreciate you being here.
And I'll stay as long as I can, but it's 2 of us again tonight, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you need a sergeant in arms, you're not gonna.
All right. I'll do my best.
Thank you for your report.
You're welcome.
The county planner is not here this evening, and neither is the county attorney, so we don't have any further quarterly reports, and we move on down to my report. It has been moved up in the agenda. Did you have something you wanted to say about that now or later?
I can give it in my report.
Okay, very good. So far, what I was going to talk about is utility billing, and that's next in our little packets. We talked about this a little bit last week, and then I talked about and it, we all heard it in the minutes too, that I've been talking to the people who have late utility bills and asking them if they need help with them, referring them to resources. But currently we have, past due, people that are 30 days past due, $12,922.92.
$60
days past due, $9,142.02.
That's not next.
90 days past due, $7,746.34. And those that are 120 plus days, $6,630.17. We are quite concerned about this, and my efforts in talking with people did bring in several people to the office that we collected. But this is then now the time to reiterate that the council approved of fees and penalties for being late. Does anyone else want a copy of the information about utility fees and penalties? Council, do you have any questions about what's going on here?
No.
No, but I do want to just let you know that I think that it wasn't necessarily that we approved to start having fees and penalties, but it was more about starting to enforce them.
Yes, exactly. Yes. That's, thank you for that correction. Yes, to be enforcing them, because unfortunately that has not been the case. And so this will include turnoffs. But in order to be understanding of individuals in our community, because we are the second poorest county in the state, that's why I reached out and offered if people needed resources, that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Another item for the council is that it is about budget time, just about. And what we need to do first, though, is to have a budget amendment meeting. We may not be able to decide that tonight. When can we have that meeting? But I wanted the three of you, and then we choose another tonight to decide when can we have that amendment meeting. Because we do have some items on our budget we have gone over and we need to do an amendment. But it's a nice time to do an amendment at the end of the cycle because it'll help us then in doing our budget because we'll have more accurate information moving forward. Is it possible at this time we could schedule the amendment meeting?
Would you like to schedule it now and then?
If that's possible, well, we have. But we can also wait. What would council like to do?
Why don't we talk about that in the new business section?
That sounds fine.
That way we can have the, do it after we've appointed our new member.
Well, the new member is not able to take office this evening, if that's what you were thinking.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
They have to be sworn in, and that won't occur this evening.
All right.
So we can appoint myself. Do you still want to hold off on scheduling the budget? I was more concerned with Kyle's time.
Yeah, I have no problems.
If I had a choice, I would try to figure it out now.
Yeah, let's go. When would we like to do this?
Kyle? I know you're available.
I'm available working in town right now, so.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm fine with whatever you guys want to do.
Okay. It's a public meeting. So we'll have to do a 24-hour notice. So the earliest we can do it would be Friday night. And
Lorraine.
And we're going to have the proper 24-hour notice.
48, right?
Lorraine, 48, it's 48.
48. It's not an emergency. It's 48, yeah.
So Friday night.
So then we can go to
next week is fine?
Maybe we could do, we can do Friday. I can make some time. Sharon, is that all right with you?
Oh, yes. Anytime.
Well, I can move my schedule around, so it'll be fine.
For the record, are we talking about the 22nd or the 29th?
No, 22nd.
Kyle?
Are you aware that a lot of people are off because it's Memorial Day weekend?
Right.
Yeah.
Is that going to work?
Just wondering if you...
They want, you know?
Just wondering if you wanted to move it to the Tuesday of the following week when everyone is back from vacation.
No, I'd rather just get it done.
What time?
Yeah, we want to get this stuff sorted out sooner than later.
What time?
This Friday? Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay, so that will be our amendment meeting, and then from there we will schedule the planning meeting. In observance...
Hold up.
Both of us are out of town that day.
Friday, I have a forestry class on, a stewardship class.
Sorry.
On Friday, so we need to move it to Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Because neither one of us will be here on Friday.
Either that or...
The 26th.
Today is Tuesday. 48 hours notice would be 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, the 21st.
This Thursday?
This Thursday, if you schedule it at 6:30.
Well, we have to post the public notice report.
Yeah, I can't do Thursday or Friday.
Okay, so Tuesday.
I have a forestry class.
Are we now moving to Tuesday night, the 26th?
Does Tuesday work for everyone?
Or Monday?
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Good.
Okay.
May 26th, Tuesday at 6 p.m.
Very good.
That doesn't work for you? Thanks a lot.
We don't have time for that one.
Thank you.
So back again then to upcoming May 25th is an observed holiday. Just so that you are all aware, the office will be closed on May 25th. And then we have a training coming up on June 1st in which Shannon will cover the office, but Sharon and I will be going to that meeting, so we'll jam in. And if you two are available, the training is in Drummond. It starts at 9 in the morning and it ends at 4:30, something like that. Breakfast is included and lunch. So if you would like to consider that, you don't have to commit this moment, but please let Jalen know if you can attend that training. I think it would be a good thing. I'm learning lots of good stuff at trainings, and I know Jalen and Sharon are as well.
Can I request that you send some information to our email?
Yes, I will send it to everyone. Thank you.
Indeed. Thank you. An item that maybe some of you may have noticed is not on the list is the Bear Smart. I am going to be arranging a town hall meeting to discuss that, not to discuss it, to have an open public meeting regarding Bear Smart. It seems like that there are a lot of misunderstandings, misinformation, and in order to have an opportunity to correct that, it seemed like a town hall meeting would be the best, similar to the open forum we had last week. Worked quite nicely so that people could ask questions, have comments, but it won't be a big debate. That's all I really have for now, and yes, Jim?
Mayor, it's not appropriate for me to ask questions during public comment period, but in right now, public comment on your presentation. Could you give the public an idea of actually how much money is owed to town and why it's important that they pay? Because you probably have infrastructure that's got to be fixed pretty soon and all that sort of stuff. And
yes,
that money from payroll pays for the water and sewer pays for electricity, pump repairs, your public works department, all that sort of stuff. And it sounds to me like you're getting close to about $100,000 or something.
No, it's actually $21,609.92. But yes, it's a scary number.
It is a scary
number. For sure. Yes.
Can you introduce yourself? A lot of people don't know who you are.
I'm Jim Cruz. I'm the mayor of Stevensville. And I'm here tonight to kind of observe and offer some suggestions to the mayor, to the council. It's all very, very informal. We learn from each other. They came to our training a while back and they learned a little bit from us. I'm here to learn from these folks, and you know, it's the way Montana has to work. We're all one big family here, and we all got to stick together. Our cops talk to the sheriff's departments and things like that, and our public works talk to their public works, and council and mayors, we all kind of share back and forth to try to figure this stuff out, because it is not easy. A mayor's job, first off, he doesn't pay very good. It's a 7-day-a-week, 24-hour job, and the mayor has an immense responsibility to enforce council policy, state law, and town law, and try to keep the finances together. And if you start running into a situation where you $20,000-$30,000 behind in your water bill, that impacts it. And we know it impacts us. And we also recognize that the citizenry have a little bit of an issue right now, especially with gas being $4.50 a gallon, things like that. So we're riding bicycles to Stevensville. but I think it's important that the public know the big numbers.
Thank you. Yes, I agree. I think that it is important.
And thank you for having me here tonight. I'm learning a lot.
Yep.
Taking some good notes.
Well, wonderful. Happy to have you. Thank you, Sharon. I think it's important to learn from each other, and I like the reciprocity that we've already enjoyed by coming to the training that you hosted for us, that the three of us were there, Jimin and Shannon and I, Sharon and I. And I'm hopeful that more council members will be available for future trainings. So that's mainly what I wanted to talk about.
Say one more thing about the training. Okay, the training that's coming up on the 1st and 2nd of June is free.
Yes.
All you have to do is show up.
Yeah.
And you will learn an immense amount of information about how to be a better steward of the public's money and the properties. Because all that stuff out there, that doesn't belong to the council or the mayor. That belongs to everybody here.
Everybody.
So they have to learn how to take care of it. And some of the training that you get, especially the free training, is probably some of the best in the world. And I encourage you to take the time to go.
Thank you, Jim. Because I agree that it's invaluable, the things that I've learned and
I
agree. Okay.
I would like to speak up too. Would you mind reiterating about the negative feedback from the people on the personal bringing forth of their water bills to them? Because I've received a lot of negative feedback about that.
Okay.
I just, you know, it was commented to me, like, why wasn't there just a simple letter put out?
Mm-hmm.
And it just seemed like I know that we touched on it last meeting, and that meeting was not, you know, really, it was just an open forum, so.
Sure. Thank you, Charlie. I appreciate that, so that this can be repeated. So I did talk to our county attorney. As this is a public meeting, we are a public water department. And so the information about the bill being late is public information. I purposely did not come prepared tonight with the information of who specifically is late, because I'm a little uncomfortable sharing that with you. But by law, if one person in here says, well, who is it? I have to answer the question. Right now, I would prefer to have you come to the office and I will answer the question there. In the future, however, because it is public information, I am required to share that with you publicly, because we are a public water district. So if it embarrasses you to have a late bill, Then come and talk to me too, because I do have resources that I have shared with other people. Hopefully they will take advantage of some of those. We haven't had anybody do that so far. We've had several people definitely be very reactive and come right straight down to the office and take care of their bill. And that's been wonderful. So my personally delivering the late bills was a little bit off-putting to some people, but this is a serious matter and it needs to be handled. So each item as we come to them, we're tackling them and working through them. Thank you for requesting that clarification, Charlie. Jillian, are you ready for your clerk's report?
Yes. So during this past month, I was given the opportunity to attend the Municipal Institute that's put on by Montana State University in conjunction with MMIA and the Montana League of Cities and Towns. And the training was a five-day training, all day for 5 days. The main thing that I learned while I was there is that the town clerk treasurer essentially has 9 different jobs that they have to be responsible for. And in a normal size city, those jobs are delegated to individuals who manage those different departments. But in a town of this size, all of them fall on one person. So the job itself is extremely complicated. The job itself is very, very regimented as far as Montana State statute goes. Record keeping for a town is a very serious matter. And a lot of information about what constitutes property of the town with regards to record keeping and proper accounting procedures and as a support person for the council and whatnot. To be absolutely frank, I was gobsmacked at the amount of work and regulation that is required for this position. So I'm extremely, extremely grateful for the town for allowing me to go to that training so I can serve the town better. It was highly valuable. I still have not even had a chance to even remotely pass on even a fraction of what I learned there to our deputy clerk, Shannon. But she's been a wonderful help, and I really appreciate that the town allowed her to stay on as a deputy clerk, because a lot of the things that she's been involved in and has dove in to start organizing, she's still working on while I'm tackling other things, and it's really worked well as a team. So I'm very grateful to the town for the opportunity for us to be able to serve you better.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You become accredited by attending those things.
That's true. It goes towards certification as a town clerk, so I appreciate that. I apologize, what? Oh, sorry, I heard something. we did have a concern that was addressed to the town anonymously concerning the order of agenda items on the agenda for this meeting, and I just wanted to address that concern. And I wanted the record to reflect what I'm about to say. The placement of the mayor's report before staff reports was my decision, not the mayor's. Organizing and preparing the agenda is my responsibility as the town clerk, and I structured it in a way for deliberate reasons so that the mayor's report frequently provides context that's directly relevant to what the department heads then present, and it reflects the organizational structure of the government. The mayor is the chief executive officer of this town. She oversees all departments and all staff. Having her report precede theirs is consistent with that relationship and with how this office has chosen to structure the flow of business. The mayor did not request this placement in the agenda. She did not direct it. The decision was mine. I want to be direct that characterizing this move as arrogance and self-importance on the mayor's part is factually incorrect, and it's unfair to her and to the office. Personal attacks rooted in a misunderstanding of how an agenda is prepared have no place in public disclosure about town government, and I won't allow an inaccurate characterization of her to stand on the record uncorrected. So for those who may be unfamiliar, there is no Montana state law, no Mineral County guideline, and no town ordinance that prescribes where on a council agenda any particular item must appear. Agenda organization is a local procedural matter. We do have a procedure for it. This agenda does fit that procedure. What another county or municipality does reflects their own workflow. It's not a standard this town's obligated to follow. And I just want the public to understand going forward that agenda order is not fixed except for certain main items. And as the clerk, I'll continue to arrange the agenda items in the order that best serves the most efficient conduct of town business, the needs of the council, and the workflow of a given meeting. And that order may shift from month to month based on what is before the council. What will not change is our obligation under Montana law to provide the public with adequate notice of agenda items and a reasonable opportunity for the public comment prior to final action, and we will always honor that. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the clarification, Jalen.
That's all I have.
Okay. And okay. We will move on to the report from Charlie for our water
work. Okay. Keep it brief. Water usage is up probably 2 weeks ago or so to back when we really got a hold of a bunch of leaks. We kind of were hitting 30,000 gallons a day. We in the last 2 weeks, we've rose to like 70,000 gallons a day. The spring is still maintaining, which is cool. So we're still gravity fed. The leak list went from 8 to 10, was about the low we ever hit, up to right around 18 was the highest, and I think it's mostly kind of people's sprinklers and getting yard business going around. In wastewater, we had a exceedance. BOD went up to 50 milligrams per liter on one particular week. Our permit is for 45 milligrams per liter. Historically, it's kind of what happens, especially in springtime. The ponds turn over and things just happen. It's the first time that it's happened under just since I've been here, but it's kind of like it's not a huge deal. I turned the DMR in today and we'll see what happens. There is potential we'll get a violation letter. But there's not a lot we can really do. It's not a TSS situation. So, in other news, the sending our weekly samples, we switched over to a courier service this week. EPS dropped the ball 3 times in the last 2 months, and so. There, the UPS is what we switched to a year ago, and they are just super, super overrun. The guy that does our route around here is working like 14-hour days, and they're not being able to get our samples to Missoula to get them to Kalispell. So this is our new solution, and Town of Superior has been running with these people for a year when we switched to UPS, and they haven't had any hiccups. We had a water main break over here on top of 7th Street. Northwest Energy, they were replacing the pole, and there was an old stub out coming out of the main, about a 2-foot chunk, so they ended up catching that. We got a hold of that and got it figured out in a couple hours. It was really awesome because they were already sitting there with a backhoe, so it was pretty flawless, you know. We did have water outage that day. I don't have the specific day, but we ended up, the quickest way I could get it shut off was just to shut it off right here. So basically the far side of town did lose water for a couple hours on that day. We got the flag put up out here. Very fortunate kind of situation that the new rope got stuck in the old pulley. We ended up having to use a crane to go up there, and the carabiner from rubbing in the wind on the shackle, it was worn down to about 1/8 of an inch of metal was left. It was super wild. The pulley, the wheel on it was aluminum, and the entire center of it was beat out about the size of a quarter. I mean, the thing was just absolutely in shambles. It probably would have come down within the next year, I would say. And so it's kind of unfortunate at the moment where I thought I failed in terms of trying to get the thing through, but really it was quite a good deal to actually go up there and have a look at what was going on at the top of the flagpole. So we placed it with all new situation, and hopefully it maintains for, you know, we might want to check on that in like 10 years. It might be a good idea. We got the park sprinklers all fired up thanks to RC, and he helped us go through, and we're still, there's a few things we're still tweaking on. We also got the bathrooms fired up. There was plenty of issues there. Got jumped on with the mowing, started doing that, and I will be going to Kalispell next week and taking the water school and testing for my 3A and 3B licenses at that time. So
even though you are fully licensed, this is brought about because of our new population bumped us into another category?
Kind of, sort of, yeah. The DEQ has the town of Alberton as population of 495 people. And if we jump over to 500, we have to have the next higher licenses. And state of Montana, there is no low-level wastewater, so I already have my, like, number three wastewater. So, yeah, we need to get the next two, and should be good to go once they figure out we have a little more than 495 people.
I'm very grateful that you are so proactive and that you are in front of these things. Our greatest asset in this town is our water. That's what we're about. So what Charlie was talking about, the testing, I don't know if you're interested or not, but I think it is an interesting thing, the requirements that we are held to in order to be sure that what we are providing to you is clean and safe and healthy. I don't know if you have anything more to say about that.
1972, the Safe Water Drinking Act is where it all comes from. So that's what we're really, really pushing for. Yeah, and then we'll have the CCR, the Consumer Confidence Report. That'll be coming out by next month.
This is the new one. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it's an annual thing, required by the DEQ, and we will do a bigger job of posting it this year. That was kind of critiqued. It's up on the board in the very top right corner. Like, hey, if you want information about it.
Little piece of paper up there.
So apparently we need a billboard for that. In Paul news, I don't know that I really need to read through all this. There's not a lot that has really changed. In terms of, like, yeah, I don't know, any of the financial status. We're still looking good. There's still a little bit of money left in some of the loans, and we still have not touched the Alberton local contribution of $135,000, which is great. They have completed the as-built drawings for our current project. There was a bit of a situation in terms of this company called WET responding to the DNRC deficiency letter. They are back on top of that, and they should be, we haven't heard the final report on that, but DNRC will send us a letter saying that we've met all the things in terms of getting our water rights for our spring completely adequate. So it is a really good thing, and yeah, it's just, it'll happen. It's just a little bit of paperwork kind of hang up situation. Other matters, $1 million grant. We have a conference call on Thursday about that. I think Paul will be in on that as well, and that's with the EPA, with Matt Mullins from the EPA, and we're getting all the forms and all the things completed to get that actually, like, into our situation and get going on, you know, the new tank. Highly doubtful the new tank's going to go in this summer. It seems like, just with all the paperwork and all the stuff, and then we got to get a contractor and materials, that's not probably realistic, but it's all It's all happening. The EPA is a kind of a very slow situation. They're way overworked and don't have enough people. So Paul's talked about the things to move forward on that. And the last thing he talked about is our discharge permit from the lagoon to the river. We have put in our application for our new discharge permit. Our old one expires in October of this year, and it's either a 3 or 5 year permit, and should be good to go on that. We got it signed again, and there's a big AI weird situation where you fill out one form and then it's supposed to transpose it onto this other form, and I've talked to the EQ about it, and they're having all kinds of complications with the forms transposing each other, and so there's a little bit of Paul picked out a couple things, and I talked to Amelia with the DEQ about it, and we're getting all that resolved as well. So should be good to go on that. And that's all I got. Any questions?
Thank you, Charlie.
Yep.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you. I appreciate you being on. Okay, now we'll move on to old business. West Road has been the topic of discussion here for a couple of months. For those of you who don't know the whole story, he was signed a 60-day agreement that he would remove a building that had been inadvertently built in the right-of-way. And when the structure was called to our attention, then we spoke with him about it. He agreed to move it in 60 days, but when we spoke then again to the attorney about it, he gave him another
15 days.
Almost 2 weeks. 15 days? Is that what it was? 15 days? Okay. Well, that's roughly 2 weeks.
Thank you, Shannon.
And so Shannon wrote him another letter and let him know about that. I was just up there today, and Les actually also called me last night to let me know that the building had been removed, with the exception of a whole building that was way at the back that needs to be moved on a trailer, and that's the next part to be done. But he has some minor things that are still sitting in the spot where the building was, but essentially he's followed through, and he has moved the building, and I'm expressed my gratitude toward him that he, not only for him communicating with me over time and letting me know how things were going, but also that he followed through on his agreement in a timely manner. So that will be coming off of our business list. Next item on the agenda is talking about the road maintenance abatement spray, and that where we will need to have cars removed for this weekend. So the first part, we had a map that the council received here to talk about the roads that would be sprayed. What again is the composite? Oh, we haven't decided which companies in order to know what the composition of the spray will be. So we received two quotes. In the past, it was about $3,000, is that right?
$4,000 is the last time that we have on record, and that was 2017. We paid $4,000. To say that it's exactly all the same roads on this map, I do not know. I don't know what exactly was done
in the past.
In 2017, yeah.
Right, okay. To be fair, that's good.
Yeah.
To point out, yes. So we've got a quote for $12,000 and $268.80. And the other quote is for $9,548.25. There are two different types of applications and composition of materials. And it was also discussed last week when we had our open forum that the railroad committee had paid for some dust abatement. Well, when we checked into that, that kind of didn't pan out.
what we paid for there. So, where are we now?
The third person I contacted was Mineral County, and that guy, Jason was his name. They have completed all their dust abatement in the rest of Mineral County. They would be more than willing to work with us. They run through Oxford Inc. Out of Idaho, and yeah, he, but they're all done and cleaned up with their situation, so I feel like we missed the boat for this year. They do a calcium chloride, it's like a dry flake, so it is a water truck before, and then they lay that down, and then you need a water truck after to get it saturated soil. These other two estimates, the one from Montana, Lyman Montana Dust Control, that is quoted for an oil emulsion. He said in terms of the steepness of the side streets, that would be a much better situation. And they also offer spraying calcium chloride, or not calcium, mag chloride. Magnesium chloride, and the second one for $9,500, that quote is for magnesium chloride. So it is two separate products is what these are also, and there is you know, we've received a fair amount of public comment asking for dust abatement. I feel like these quotes are a lot higher than I expected, for sure. But I don't know if we want to do this. They are looking to try to stack their schedules, so I don't know. And in terms of like in the future, if the town wants to try to take on something of this nature, it's like there's a lot to it, and it's definitely like the magnesium chloride. It's, you know, they make that big statement on there that the roads need to be graded and watered prior to application. So the town does not own a water truck. It's a big situation. And it's also like the dust is a real thing for anyone that lives on a dusty street, so.
Well, the county's sucking water out of our street over here. Get them to do it.
Yeah.
They're getting thousands of gallons every year. That's what I do at my lagoon over in St. Regis.
Right.
I get the county, I work with the county to do the dust treatment. And we're a county entity, so you get the county discount.
For the record, it's Justin Smith that is offering additional information.
That's a great call.
Good. Thank you, Justin.
A water truck.
So, Council, did you have anything to contribute to the conversation here?
Yeah, so just so I get it, we've got two quotes to get this done. Is that kind of where we're at this year? We're going to have to choose between these two options.
That really is. There was a third company that we kind of pulled up or whatever, and they're like, yeah, we're like Wyoming, we don't do anything in Montana. And I was like, okay.
We get a company from Billings that comes with a full load. If they have enough people to visit, that's like a granular. If they just, they wet the road, they grade the road, and put out the granular. And wet it later. Yes.
Okay. And they wet it?
Yeah.
Could you share that information with Charlie then, who, what company that is?
I don't even know their name. They go through county.
Ah.
Yeah, I've never met them.
Maybe we can follow up with Lieutenant Dillon?
Yeah, your county entity, you should be able to get that through county.
Okay. We'll talk to Andy.
Did you want us to make a decision about this tonight, or is this something we can revisit after we've had a little more information? Seems like there's possibly a cheaper alternative, something a little bit more cost effective.
Well,
right,
Michigan,
Or was my assessment correct that we probably need to make a decision and get it done sooner than later?
There's kind of a window of time where it's actually, you know, would stay around and be more worth something if we were to pull the trigger on it.
Okay.
I don't know, and that's, again, like the budget situation, I am unaware of that situation, so.
Well, perhaps, in your opinion, do you think we can wait till after we've reviewed, or at least had a budget meeting to discuss that and have a little bit more information there, or is this something we should do now and then roll into our budget amendment?
Well, I mean, if I do talk to Dustin and try to talk to the county more and see if they would be willing, because regardless, if we go for med chloride, we have to water. So that is that. The oil emulsion doesn't require any watering.
You shouldn't have to ask too hard. They've been getting flat thousands of gallons for hardly anything.
Yeah.
So they should be fine to go spray some water in the parkway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't done this in 10 years.
I think you could shame
I don't know that out. It's in the budget. It's something that needs to be looked at, but you got to know what you're going to spend before.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So that definitely needs to be looked at.
So then shall we table this until we've had a budget amendment meeting and decide how to proceed at that point?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was trying to suss out.
Okay. Motion to table?
Yeah. All first.
We have a first.
I'll second it.
And a second. So question and chair?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Kyle?
Yes.
Motion carries to table the road maintenance abatement spray. We haven't talked about car removal. Do you all have a letter in there? So a letter was written as a draft by Shannon to send to the residents to ask them to move their cars. This is the funny thing. I don't know if it's very funny, but the DOT doesn't know when they're going to be coming to do the street sweeping, and we're talking about the main road here on Railroad, until the equipment is made available to them. And then we have a minimum amount of time to let people know, you got to move your car, here's the timeline. And so that's why Shannon had drafted this letter. They think that they will be doing it in the month of May.
It said April and May.
May, but now it's sounding like, May, maybe even June. So this letter is not going to send.
No, it was an example of giving the people on Railroad heads up that this was coming. So those that have cars that have been sitting there for years will have time to move them.
Well, I think we need to get on this letter so that the residents are aware. And then we had, as a secondary conversation, talked about if we're going to sweep in the side roads that aren't needing dust spray. So, Council, how do you feel then? Have you read the letter?
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand what you're asking.
There are cars on Railroad that some of the cars have been there for so long that they are sunk into the ground.
Is this not on the letter?
Which?
The
about the cars?
Yeah.
Well, it's not specifically calling people out, but it says cars left on the street during sweeping hours will be ticketed and or towed at the owner's expense.
I do feel like we've covered this previously, before your time.
Oh, and? What
It was to my understanding that cars were being marked and people were being ticketed and they were supposed to be moved, and then, like other things, it fizzles out.
Right, we have to work on being on the repeat here.
But I just wanted to state that we have tried that before.
And?
The evidence is there.
You know, it starts well and then.
Yes, sir.
So, my name is Ryan Larry. I live here down here on 7th Road. Now, I have some older vehicles that are on the street that are runnable.
Okay.
But I live in there, I'm going to restore some of them. But ours, we moved away from the pavement so that they can still sweep. So none of them are actually on the pavement, they're on the boulevard. So that shouldn't cause any problem with the street sweep. And yes, they've been there for a long time. Yes, it, you know, the ground did get on the dirt, it sunk in, you know, a little bit. But it's not an issue. I mean, it's not like I have a bunch of junk vehicles just sitting around and taking an eyesore. I mean, that's the reason I live here, so I don't have an HOA telling me all this crap. But as long as it's, you know, you're sweeping, as long as it's off that pavement, there shouldn't be really be an issue unless they're just scattered all over. And mine are all over. So I understand the point of that they're scattered all over like a junkyard.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as they're off the pavement, then shouldn't be an issue, correct?
That should be correct.
Can I say something? I think Kyle's point is that they're like the truck that's parked in front of the school that's been ticketed so many times and then towed and everything. But he's got a good point. His cars aren't on the pavement,
right. Where
but
they?
There are cars like that pickup down there that
uh-huh.
is next to the curb.
Right.
And that's what we want to get.
Yeah, we want to clean that.
Yeah.
Right.
So those are the people, and I
thank you.
Kyle's thinking of the abandoned or the cars that are parked for a really long time, aren't you?
It kind of falls towards the same category. There are vehicles
right.
that have been sitting on the road for long periods of time that
mm-hmm. do they have weeds and grass growing up all
well,
around them?
Right.
Is you know the other thing that we'd like to get cleaned up and make it look a little smarter.
Yeah, and this pickup down there has a tire that's going flat. And it's vehicles like that. And like he said, his cars are off the pavement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but that one isn't.
Onto the pavement, but
right. But that one is on the curb.
All right, well, I'd like to also make a comment here about this. Specifically, your cars, if they're not on the road, I don't think that this is going to be too applicable. I think the real issue is that we want to get our streets cleaned, you know, and if there's cars that aren't moved, we got to tow them. That's pretty simple and straightforward to me.
Right.
You know, although I do want to say, to address your concerns about, you know, cars that do sit and are sort of just like, you know, on property, I do encourage you to maybe come to the bear meeting where we are going to be discussing the town like garbage ordinances, because at some point there could be someone could have a case to say, well, this is, you know, not in keeping with the town's like ordinance for maintaining the property that is in town limits to a certain degree of like
cleanliness
or niceness. So like those are topics we're going to be discussing when we do the garbage ordinances coming up soon. So if you are concerned about that, we'd love to have your voice there.
Yeah, I don't even know when it is. I actually work out of state.
Oh, yeah.
I worked last night and then got on a plane to be back here, so I'm on like 2 hours of sleep.
Wow. Oh, man. Well, thanks for coming tonight.
I thought this was supposed to be at 7 o'clock. That's what I was thinking. But as far as I'm not really concerned, I mean, ours, we don't have them, just laying all over. We have them lined up, you know, so that they are in order.
Yeah. Well, I'd say exactly. And that's why I just wanted to let you know I don't think you have anything to be concerned with, especially with regards to the street sweeping. If they're off the street, that's kind of like the point. So.
Tim, that's a great point, though. You know, if you don't like the HOA and you're not into that thing, which I agree with you, you might want to maybe have someone in the house attend this meeting because it is going.
Which is ridiculous.
Yes.
But when is that?
We haven't scheduled it yet. It's going to be a town hall meeting, and it will occur at the school.
Okay, can we That was one of the things I was going to ask you about. Can we put that on the Alberton Community Facebook page so that it's advertised?
It is supposed to be, sir. Yes.
Right.
And I'm not sure how that got on. It might be because we've also just reacquired handling of doing the town website. And the person that did the town website also posted on social media for us. So that may have been why that got overlooked. But we are required by law to notify 48 hours notice before we have a public meeting. And there are specific places where that is supposed to be.
Okay.
So it's the post office, our front door, store, and we're looking at, I've talked to the library about using their board out here because for some reason our notices at the post office are being removed.
Oh.
Not by the post office. So yeah, we're do our best to try to notify, and that includes on our website. So
that's the Alberton Community, or Alberton Montana Community page?
Not the community page on Facebook. This is actually the Town of Alberton website.
There is no official Facebook page for the Town of Alberton.
Okay.
Anything that you see is run by individuals. It is not.
Okay, so I don't get on the Alberton website, but but is that something we could just, if somebody did post it on that Alberton Community, is just to,
well, if you put your email down, I'll email it to you.
Okay. I'll get that at the end.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. And thank you for bringing that up about the Town of Alberton Facebook page, because it should be posted there as well.
Okay.
So thank you for that comment. That's very good. Okay. Moving on. We're going to talk about the office camera. So there's a bit of a story here. We had a camera before, but it was tied to the former clerk, and she had the account. So when she resigned from her position, it was actually before she resigned, the camera was removed because it was learned as we were investigating the legalities of having a camera in the office and blah, blah, blah. We had to have a policy of who got to look at the footage from the camera, where that footage was stored, how long it was stored, and so Tim has written us a draft policy for video surveillance, and we also asked him to do research because he's in tech stuff, and so he suggested a potential camera that we could purchase, as well as a continuous recording storage device holds up to 16 terabytes, that would suit our needs. And so I am new to policy changes. So I will read this out loud.
Is this a first reading? I'm sorry.
No, this is a resolution.
Resolution, policy would be as a resolution?
To adopt this as a policy.
To adopt a policy, but we don't have the resolution written?
No, not at this time.
Okay, but we have a policy that we could look at.
And you can still vote, you can still make a motion to adopt this as the policy.
Okay, and then we will include the resolution in next month's meeting?
But it will be exactly as read, not exactly as written, unless you specify that it's as written. So whatever is read into the record will be the policy, not what's written here. So if you change anything as you're speaking it, I just want to make you aware of that.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I'll be very careful to not make a mistake in my reading.
Okay.
So, Town of Alberton, Montana, video surveillance policy. Item number one is the purpose. The Town of Alberton may use video cameras inside town buildings to help keep staff, residents and visitors safe and to protect town property. This policy is based on Montana's constitutional right to privacy, state laws on recording conversations and public records requirements. It also allows us to improve safety while staying within clear legal boundaries. This policy is intended to comply with the Montana Constitution, including the right to privacy, Article 2, Section 10, and applicable provisions of the Montana Code annotated. Item 2, where this applies. This policy covers any cameras installed in town-owned or town-operated buildings, including the town office. It does not apply to personal devices or anything used by law enforcement under separate authority. Item 3, where cameras can be placed. Cameras may be installed in common sense locations where there is no expectation of privacy, such as building entrances and exits, front counters or public service areas, hallways and shared spaces, rooms with equipment, records, or valuables, and cameras may will not be placed in bathrooms, changing areas, private offices, unless there is a clear and specific reason approved by the town council. Number 4, audio recording. The town will not record audio. This avoids issues with Montana laws around recording conversations and keeps the system focused on basic security. Item number 5, notice to the public. The town will post signs at entrances and visible locations that say, quote, this facility is under video surveillance for security purposes, end quote. There will be no hidden cameras. Item 6, how the cameras are used. The cameras are for general safety, deterring theft or vandalism, reviewing incidents if something happens. They are not to be used to monitor employees' work, day-to-day work or performance. Item 7, access to footage. Only a small number of designated people, such as the town clerk, mayor, or a designated staff member, will have access to the system. Footage will only be viewed when needed for a specific incident, a safety concern, a request from law enforcement, a valid public records request. Footage will not be shared casually or used for unrelated purposes. Item number 8, storage and retention. Footage will be stored securely. Recordings will generally be kept for about 30 days, then automatically deleted. Footage may be kept longer if it relates to an incident. It is requested as part of a legal or public records process. Item 9, public records. Video footage may be considered a public record under Montana law. Requests for footage will be handled the same way as other public records requests, with attention to privacy where required. Item number 10, system security. The town will take basic steps to keep the system secure. Password protection, limited access, no unnecessary outside access, and whenever possible, footage should be stored locally rather than in the cloud. Item 11, oversight. The town council is responsible for approving and overseeing the use of surveillance. Day-to-day responsibility will be assigned to a designated person, such as the town clerk, who will manage access, make sure the system is used properly, and handle requests for footage. Item number 12, review. Policy can be updated as needed if laws change or if the town's needs change. Item 13, effective date. This policy takes effect once approved by the town council. So then now that is the policy. The expectation of privacy, Montana statute for Montana Code annotated is 45-5-223. The right to privacy from the Montana Constitution is Montana Constitution Article 2, Section 10. Recording conversations, the audio law, is from Montana Code annotated 45-8-213. And the public records law is from Montana Constitution Article 2, Section 9. and the Montana Code Annotated Title II, Chapter 6. Council, did you have any questions as the policy was read?
There you go.
Public?
That's worth it.
I have a question. I want to clarify that
yes.
You intended to change the policy under number 10, system security, to include the word and before whenever possible, and to include the word and before handle requests for footage under number 11, oversight.
Okay.
Did you intend to make that change, or did you intend for that to be as written?
As I was reading it, thank you for your detailed attention. Yeah, as I was reading it, I inserted the and.
Which version is the version that you want, that as written or as spoken?
As written.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So, was there any questions from the public regarding this policy? Hearing none. Council, action, would you like to take action?
I make a motion to adopt this policy.
There's been a motion.
Videos.
Oh, sorry?
Policy. The video surveillance policy. I make a motion to adopt it.
Sharon Briggs has made a motion to adopt the video surveillance policy.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Kyle. Call the question, Sharon?
Yes.
Tim?
Yep.
Kyle?
Yep.
The motion to adopt the video surveillance policy has passed unanimously. And so then now we can take action in terms of purchasing a camera and a continuous recording device.
Yeah, I think that can be handled.
Administratively?
Yeah.
Indeed. No one on council sees a, has a comment or suggestion, we proceed administratively. Lovely.
Yep.
Public? Very good. Thank you very much. In the interest of safety for our staff and everyone involved, thank you very much for that. That's very important. Next conversation and next item on the agenda, old business, is that the council time, this is the third and final time we have met at 6 o'clock, and now to discuss whether we like this or if we're going to vote to return to 7 p.m. or if we would like to meet at 6:30. Council? Comment?
I'm going to vote to go back to 7. That would be my vote.
Okay.
I think that we've had enough interest in both the 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock meetings that I think it might be behoove us to perhaps split the difference and try a 6:30. You know, to be respectful of everyone's time, you know, before and after the meeting, maybe it would be good to move to that sort of medium time. Personally, I think the 7 o'clock is my choice, but we definitely had some public comment that, you know, they were interested in a little bit earlier start, and some public comment that they're interested in a later start. So perhaps we try something in the middle that works for everyone. That'd be my stance on the matter.
I haven't heard any public comment, of course, but just looking at it from the standpoint of most people getting off at 5, I usually get off at 6, just seems pretty early for most folks who are commuting, driving, want to be here.
Right.
I think that we leave a vast majority of people, you know, unable to make it. I think 7 is a little more inviting for people to get home from work, get dinner, show up, waiting for, you know, for the payment.
Well, I know it was the county planner who originally requested the change of the time because he comes from Superior, as were the county attorney. And so that was in an effort to try this that we voted to do a 3-month trial. I know that in the winter, meeting earlier is helpful because it gets so dark. Sharon, did you have a comment regarding timing?
No, I don't care.
If you don't care?
I really don't care. I can be here anytime.
Okay.
Well, I'm retired. Yeah.
Mayor? We've been at this for an hour and a half.
Yep.
Can we recess for 10 minutes so people can get up and use the bathroom and have a quick break and come back to this?
Oh, God.
It's been requested.
It's been requested?
Yes.
To have a 5-minute break?
Mm-hmm. I'll move to recess.
5-minute break.
Thank you.